Now, the ACT government is wanting your input on proposed upgrades to Manuka Oval. Now, this is for a new media centre, which we're being told is necessary to host Canberra's first cricket test match. Now, this is during the 2008-19 season. So let's find out a little bit more about it. To join me is Liz Loper. She's the Executive Director, Office of the Coordinator General of Urban Renewal. Hello.
Good morning, Georgia.
Let's talk about this media centre. What's there at the moment?
So at the moment, we've just got some normal seating stands in the area. So we're looking at the southern tip of the oval that is near Canberra Avenue for the site for the new media centre.
Now, there was some concern that maybe what was wanted was going to be too large. Has that been resolved?
So one of the reasons why we've looked at the southern side of the oval rather than the northern edge of the oval is just to avoid any conflicts with the heritage values around the oval. They're mostly concentrated in the northern end with the arts centre and the swimming pool. So we've looked at designing this media centre on the southern side just to avoid those conflicts with our heritage.
Are you there, Liz?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you just cut out for 1 second there. You just said, the last word you said was heritage.
Oh, so I was just saying that the southern side of the oval has less conflict with any heritage values, and that's why we're building the building up that end.
What about taking into account, I guess, glare and when the sun sets and all that sort of stuff? Has that all been taken into account?
Absolutely. So Cricket Australia's usual preference is absolutely to have these centres at the northern end of the grounds to avoid glare issues. However, we've looked at the southern side, and it just means that we're just putting a little bit more of a roof over the existing seats. And Adelaide Oval did this. Theirs is at the southern side and it's working quite well. And so far Cricket Australia have been very happy with that.
Do we know how much this might cost?
We haven't got a figure on how much it might cost at the moment because we're still going through the design. So that will really bed down once the design is finalised. But we are looking in the millions of dollars.
Okay. And who do you want to have a look at the plans and comment on this?
So we're asking really everybody who's interested to have a look at the plans and comment. We've held some sessions for community organisations, and we've also set up in the last, this weekend just gone, and previously down in the shopping complex in Manuka to get people to comment. But it's still open until the 7th of April on the Your Say website for the ACT government for people to get on and have a look at the designs and tell us what they think.
What about when you're hosting things like AFL? Because being at one end probably wouldn't be very good because you'd be under goalposts.
Yeah, that's right. So this is definitely a centre that's being set up for broadcasting for cricket. The AFL will continue to do what they do now, which is set up their facilities midway up the oval so that they can see and commentate the whole oval. But there is benefits for AFL in this too, in that there will be corporate function facilities available during AFL matches that they'll be able to sell and have more corporate seating and function hire. So the AFL won't be using this for their broadcasting. They'll continue to do it from the middle of the ground, but there's advantages for them in building this building too.
Is this necessary in order for us to get some more of the international matches? Like, have we been told by Cricket Australia we have to upgrade?
Absolutely, yeah. So in the past when we've had international cricket, we've had, you know, one day or Big Bash, and we've just had temporary facilities, which Cricket Australia have always been, you know, sort of okay with because it's just a one-day event. But they've indicated that if we want test match cricket, we need to have something better than the temporary facilities we've had in the past, you know, because obviously they go for 5 days. And this is really about securing Manuka Oval as a really boutique international sporting venue.
You mentioned there that the exact cost hasn't been worked out, obviously, because you're still in the planning stage and the consultation stage. But who pays for all that? Is it just ACT government?
Yes, so this would be funded through the ACT government's budget.
No extra money from Cricket Australia?
No, not that I'm aware of, although that's not really in my... I'm just doing the building, so I'm not doing the negotiations with Cricket Australia, but not that I'm aware of.
Okay, Liz, before we let you go, just how people can comment and have a look at it and when they need to do it by.
Yep, so yoursay.act.gov.au/Manuka Oval, and they've got until 5 p.m. on the 7th of April.
Thanks so much, Liz.
Thank you.
That's Liz Loper. She's Executive Director of the Coordinator General for Urban Renewal.